How are we doing today, guys?
Good. Is this enough of a crowd to get started?
Yeah.
Looks good to me.
So, Mike said yesterday that you guys are, at least for the first week, are going with Robert at safety and
Jasper at middle linebacker. Right. I guess, what did you see from those guys that got him the nod, at least for this week?
I think the big thing you saw was the consistency, the good job of communication, you know, just with the group on the field. I think that was a big part of it. And what they exhibited, they came in and consistently, you know, were consistent in practice. They were consistent in the reps that they got in the games. So from that aspect of it, that's where the decision was made. And I think, you know, we look forward to keep progressing with those guys down the road.
And you know, at the safety position, how important is it in today's NFL to have two guys to cover, especially what you guys want to do? It seems like you like bringing the one guy down near the line, to having two guys who can kind of change in and out in that role.
Just because the way offenses are playing now, formationally, you know, you don't want to have one guy that's always down and one guy that's always deep. So having the flexibility to be able to have two guys that can play on either side of the coverage is the whole thing. So from that aspect of it, it just makes things a lot easier as far as adjustments from the offenses each week.
George, is there kind of an unwritten rule, don't hit Adrian in practice, or don't even,
well,
when you get to you, it's kind of a parting of the defense.
I think what you get is anybody that's a proven veteran that's been through this league and has a lot of accolades that he has, you know, I think you kind of want to be smart and know that you want to get that guy to the game. So from that aspect of it, I think that's a part of it. We're just trying to, you know, protect him as far as hits and practice, that kind of thing.
Is it hard to get out of his way sometimes? It looks like he's looking for the
he hits that hole pretty hard now. So, I mean, from that aspect of it, you know he's going to come to practice every day and go 100 miles an hour, which is a good thing. That's a good trait. It makes all of us better that way. But it makes it, you know, for us on defense, taking good angles, you know, realizing that I got to be able to come out of my hips as soon as I get there, because when he hits that hole now, he's hitting it 100 miles an hour.
Has he ever run over a guy trying to get out of the way in practice?
No, I hadn't seen him run over a guy trying to get out of the way. Usually we just kind of tag off and get on the side of him rather than get in front of him.
Question on Jerry Gray. You guys have defensive coordinators on every street corner, seems like. I mean, you obviously have the title. Jerry has been one. Mike Zimmer has been one. How much does that help the defense, having that kind of expertise, three defensive coordinators at one time or another?
I think the experience in the room helps out. I think that says a lot. Anytime you've got guys that can draw on things that have happened in the past and just to make adjustments and those kind of things during the week a lot quicker, I think that's a plus for us. So anytime you've got some guys that have had some experiences, especially against other coaches and offense coordinators that you're going against in the league, and just the thought process as you're getting ready for the week, I think, you know, helps any room.
Now that Josh Robinson's kind of, it seems like he has the hamstring issues behind him, I guess, what have you been able to see him over the past 10 days, 2 weeks, whatever it's been since he's...
Really the last 2 weeks you could see him, you know, starting to feel a lot better coming off the injury with the hamstring, and you could see the consistency starting to show up in practice. You could see the compete starting to show up in practice. Just the things that we thought coming in. So, you know, although he hadn't had as many reps as we'd like in the offseason and, you know, throughout the preseason, the one thing he's made the most of the opportunities that he's had. So from that aspect of it, from what we've seen, you know, we're pleased where he is, and now we just hope to keep increasing with the technical and fundamental issues that we're going to work through as the course of the season goes on.
Now, what is it about him that allowed you, you know, because he was in and out, and I know some other guys got opportunities, but it seems like not that you guys were holding the position for him, but what was it about him that kind of, you said, we know we can trust this guy once he gets right?
Well, his skill set, it was a matter of, you know, looking at his skill set, things that he brought to the table, and then, you know, complementing what we wanted to use him as far as the position we wanted to use him as. So from that aspect of it, you know, it kind of matched, and we kind of knew, you know, all along that's what we anticipated on seeing. And then, like I said, the reps that he was able to take out here and practice that maybe he didn't get in those first couple of preseason games, as we progressed down the road, we just saw those things keep building and getting better. So from that aspect of it, we kind of had a picture, but we just wanted to make sure that it was solidified, you know, when we got into some games. That's why he ended up playing, you know, those last two preseason games a little bit more.
Is he your third corner?
Is who?
Josh.
I mean, as we're going into it, again, you know, we're not trying to give out who's going to be where, that kind of thing. So from that aspect of it, we're, like I said, we're pleased with what we saw out of him, and we know that we'll be able to use him this week in a game.
What kind of went into that decision-making at safety and keeping, letting Kurt and Chris go and keeping just Andrew and Anton?
Well, that came down to our evaluations through the preseason. And like we talked about before, it was going to be an evaluation through the offseason, through the preseason, and it'll continue to be evaluated as we keep moving down the road. So this isn't a thing that, you know, we come out and say, we want competition to even continue as we go through the season. We don't want guys all of a sudden, I've made it, you know, I'm the starter, and then all of a sudden relax. We want to keep that competition keeping going as we keep progressing down the road, because we feel like it's going to make all of us better at the end.
You've used Barr and Greenway together in your nickel packages. What have you liked about that pairing together?
You like the athleticism. You like the experience. You got one that one guy that hasn't had experience in this league yet, and you've got another guy that has a world of experience in this league. So from that combination, I think they play well with each other when they're in there at backer together. And you know, Hodges has come along. He's done a good job throughout the whole season. Adi's been in there some. Jasper in the last ball game, who really hadn't really played in it, in those earlier games, came and played in it. So again, we're just trying to take the skill sets of the guys we got and just match them into different packages and know what we're asking them to do.
Are those your nickel backers right now, Barr and Greenway?
It depends on what package we're in. Like I said, we've got a lot of sub packages. So from that aspect of it, it just depends on what package and what jobs we're asking each of them to do.
What tape are you using, Sean Hill? It's been a while since he's been a starter.
He's had quite a few reps, through the preseason. We got a chance to look at him. We've had a chance to look at him, back in Detroit. So we've got a good feel for him, and he's an experienced guy. He manages the game well. He does a good job in their offense of getting the ball out, not sitting back there, holding it with Reed. So from that aspect of it, we think, they'll continue on philosophy-wise with what they're doing schematically offensively.
Good.
All right.
Thanks,
good. George. All right. No problem.
George.